This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, right now we're trying to win every game. So as you see, Jose Ramirez coming up in that spot, you know, with in the scenario that we're in and where that thing's probably going, what we kind of had to do to get through that inning. You know, you got to kind of make a decision and put it and make sure you're putting your best foot forward to try to win the game. And, you know, I think there's always a time and a place for that. I don't think it's right now. I think we need to try to win every game.
This has been hitting us all very hard, but it's unusual for that to be so sudden. And I'm in the process of very heavily evaluating everything that we do across the organization that pertains to the front office, analytics department, player development, you name it. We're looking at it very hard. But, you know, to our credit, this is something that has not been lingering for years and years. This is something that has mounted in months. And it's been very tough on those of us in leadership positions in the organization, but we're focused on fixing it right now. But I think the main focus is trying to stabilize this team, improve the play on the field, and get this core of players back on track.
So you heard Tony Manziolino talking about trying to win every game. They lost again last night, 6-3, to the Guardians, sitting 12 games under 500. We're trade deadline's a week from tomorrow, so we're 8 days away. And you heard Mike Elias talking about how, credit to them, it's not been lingering, and we got to get the core on track. So with all that in mind, who is the core of this baseball team? As obviously, this is now about 2026 and not 2025.
Well, look, last night is another just charade with this fake manager. And I guess he's trying to justify his existence and save his job by managing these games like it's the playoffs, even though the GM's already come out and waved the white flag and said we're selling. And even though we need to learn about people like Brandon Young and let them pitch their way through things. And even though behind door number two is Kittredge, who's mostly sucked this year. It's not like you're like bringing in some expert reliever. Like, you're going to get nothing for him because he hasn't been healthy and he hasn't been good. So that's where we are. But big picture wise, I do think it's the right time to take a step back and look at what this core is and what this core isn't. And I don't know where the idea that they have foundational pieces who are going to take them to a World Series come from. Gunnar Henderson's a really good baseball player. He'd be even better at third base, where he'd be less of a defensive liability. He's a really good baseball player. I think Jackson Holliday has a chance to be a really good baseball player. Adley Rutschman has been a below average catcher offensively and defensively for about the same period of time as he was an above average one. If you take out the first year, right, 2022, and figuring things out, I mean, you've got a season and a couple of months where he was very good, still had issues, but very good, to someone who was declined exponentially to the point where you're now seeing it in the media. And if they're not making it up, well, maybe drafting those catchers wasn't a total coinkydink. And yeah, you know, maybe Adley isn't going to get a second contract here. So that's just the reality of where we are. Colton Cowser can't hit breaking balls, can't hit off-speed pitches, has a ridiculous strikeout rate, and the defensive metrics don't favor him. Jordan Westberg's a nice baseball player who cannot get on base at all, and who's had difficulty staying healthy. You can look at Jordan Westberg. The first year, he was a question mark. He had a tremendous three quarters of a season last year, started to tail off,
got hurt,
hasn't been the same guy since.
And he also has been hurt a lot this year.
Grayson Rodriguez, they tried to sell you as an ace who was going to replace Corbin Burns. That's laughable. Cal Bradish is coming off Tommy John. I'll just ask you, did John Means ever come back from Tommy John around here and look the same? Did Batista come back on time around here from Tommy John, or was that a problem? Tyler Wells and all his long-term procedures and maladies, has he ever made it back? So if you're penciling in Bradish with this group overseeing his return, I would say buyer beware. What's the core? Heston Kerstad had a .240 on base. They sent him down. We might never see him again. Kobe Mayo has got 15 plate appearances this month while the season has completely gone down the drain. So, I mean, you're telling me he's a part of some special core?
He got on base four times last night.
And we'll see if he plays tonight.
Yeah.
So what am I missing here? Oh, and you've got till next year's trade deadline to figure it out with Gunnar Henderson. Because if he's not extended by next year's trade deadline, then a real GM would trade him. Because let's face it, they act like they're a poverty franchise. So you've got to expect them to act like a poverty franchise. And a smart poverty franchise is going to trade somebody with 2 years of control versus one. That's the difference between a Juan Soto trade and a Manny Machado trade.
Well, I think when it comes to this question, there's two answers, or how you go about answering in two different ways. What is their core, how they perceive their core, and what is their actual core? Because I think they still perceive, even with those two catchers, that Adley is the guy. Why would you continue to prop him up and bat him in the two hole every single night? They're going to say Gunner. They're going to say Westberg. They're going to say Jackson. Colton Cowser just got a section. So, yes, he is in their core, but is he in their actual core? I think it's two different things.
Well, I know what you're trying to say. He's in their core, but is the core worthy of winning a World Series?
Oh, absolutely. That's my point, where I think they still view all of those names that you're mentioning as their core.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How many of them do you think are going to prove to be well above average everyday Major League Baseball players? Not just hitters, not just power hitters. I'm talking about people who help you win, which means they have to know how to run the bases. They have to throw to the right base. They have to man their position. And guess what? You can't keep having these wildly oscillating offenses because nobody walks and nobody gets on base. And we're bottom three in the majors in strikeout rate.
I'm confident on three guys, and that's Gunner, Holiday, and Westberg, if Westberg can ever get healthy. Those are three. I'm more bullish on Cowser than you are, But I can't sit here and tell you that he's a really good baseball player right now. And I kind of find it laughable that in the midst of this lost season, the guy's hitting 220 and they're naming a section after him. It's like it just seems a little tone deaf to me.
They're frauds.
But I'll admit I'm more bullish on him than you are, but I can't sit here and tell you that he's going to be part of a team.
Like, you think he's ever going to hit left-handed pitching?
I'd like to see him in an organization with some real player development and give him a runway and see how that looks, but they don't have that here.
Yeah, so like the whole idea of how he's framing the deadline, I just think is more propaganda. It's more rhetoric. It's more garbage. But like to act like there's some foundational core here.
So would you trade a Kowser though?
Hell yeah.
You would?
Hell yeah. Because the other part of it is not only is there not a core, we know they're completely ill-equipped to develop and even identify pitching. He just took a whole core of college bats again. He does the same thing every draft. So there's always going to be at least something that will be quasi-interesting at the double-A level or above in terms of a potential power-hitting outfielder, probably from the left side. And they're trying to sell you that they're selling you. I don't fall for it, but they're selling you that they're one off season away, which is why he can protect his fake core that doesn't really exist and not trade any of them because they're allegedly close to competing, but they're coming up on 20 games below 500 since last June. Mm-hmm. Like they're coming up on 20 under, including the playoffs. We're coming up on 190 games, but they're telling you they're close.
Do you know who's part of the core, Jason? Tyler O'Neill. He's going to opt in and got two more years.
For the next couple of years.
And now he's general soreness.
Well, we asked the people on Twitter, Twitter poll of the day, sponsored by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out exclusive Tee Time deals at your favorite courses at teetimegolfpass.com. Mike Elias says he won't trade his core, but do the Orioles really have one? Besides Gunner, who is definitely a far above average everyday player, Adley, Kowser, Westy, same people who sold you Grayson to replace Burns, you buying this core Birdland. Already 400 votes in. Gunner, Westy, Jackson, 66.5%, 23.7% say they are all legit. 9.8% Gunner is their only stud.
You can vote IA1057 the fan on Twitter there. That poll will be up for a day. So go ahead and vote there. We have a big show today here on a Wednesday. We have a big show every day, let's face it. Guest-wise, Tim Murray just messaged us. He's at Big Ten Media Day. He still can do it, but he asked if we could be flexible. So I don't know when we'll have Tim on, but we will have Tim on from VSiN Best Bets. Cynthia Freeland, she's now an IA Hall of Famer. She's from NFL Network. Ravens training camp starts today. We're going to talk some football with Cynthia at 4 o'clock. And MLB Network Steve Phillips trade deadline, as I mentioned, a week from tomorrow. What's he think the Orioles are going to do? We'll talk to him at 4:30. And Ryan Ripken, cut from the same cloth. He's part of our BBT coverage. He joins us at 5.
A lot to get to. Ravens are underway. We've got veterans and rookies in the building. We've got practices going on. We will get you sights and sounds from there. There's a lot of people out there who want to keep making excuses for the Orioles about injuries. But where do these people bring the same energy when they tell you that they won the most games between 2022 and 2024? Do they tell you that, oh yeah, they also were bottom five in man games lost to injuries and bottom five in salary lost to injuries and the whole AL East was down and they had the number one farm system in baseball? And so instead of actually going for it when all that was going on, they did nothing and they actively made the team worse in season every
year.
They did
do that.
With trades and acquisitions. Do they bring that part up?
No.
They never do, do they?
No, they
That's
do
interesting.
Not. No.
But they want to bitch and moan and cry about injuries now. When two of the pitchers who were out, you knew in February they were out.
Orioles and Guardians, game three of the four-game series tonight at 6:30. Baltimore baseball tonight. Bone and
Mike Bordick.
Bordy and the Bone at 5:30 here on the Fan. But coming up next, we look back to last night. Some positives, Brandon Young, Ramon Laureano, and then, of course, some negatives. Orioles lose again. We recap next here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.